Hey everybody, it's the LV Poker Coach. Glad to be back with you. Before we go any further, please click on like or subscribe in the player that you are listening to. It really helps me keep going with these podcasts, helps me get a little bit of feedback from you, so thanks for that. So today, I want to talk about the infamous Jack 4 hand. The hand, really, right? I mean, I think when you say, oh, what do you think about the hand? I think people already know that you're referring to Garrett and Jade Robbie Lou on Hustler Casino Live. Right now, we're about, give or take, 18 months past that hand. But it continues to be something that's, you know, still top of mind for many poker players. So I realized that I hadn't done an episode on that, and I thought I'd share my thoughts here because I think it's a really fascinating situation, and I really hope that we get an answer to this in the future. So, to be clear, I don't know either player in any way. So I don't mean any negative or positive implications of any of these players, because I simply don't know them. You know, Garrett puts himself out there as being very professional. He's also spoken about the work he's done on mental health, and I think that's really courageous. Lou, I think, kind of portrays a little bit of a villain that is hard to like. But for all I know, for both of them, these are just personas. You know, Garrett may be a mean guy and Lou might be a really nice person. I don't know. So just to put it out there, you know, I don't know them. I don't mean to make any suppositions about them. I'm just kind of sharing the persona that I see. And I say that because, you know, I am going to be making some statements about them, and I don't want those to be taken out of context. Another thing I want to do is I want to make sure that I'm staying away from the speculation that exists around this hand, because it seems like everybody has a theory or a reason or this and that. So I'm going to kind of try to stay away from that and just kind of focus on the things that we do know. So I'm really going to do my best to avoid things like maybe, likely, probably. That's speculation. That's not really looking at this in an objective way. And I'm also trying to do that because, you know, we keep on hearing about these multiple investigations and, you know, G-Man did an investigation and Hustler Casino did an investigation. But all of those that really haven't added any clarity to the situation. So I'm not trying to add to that noise. I'm trying to stay out of that. And I'm trying to just kind of be objective and just kind of look at this from kind of like from a factual perspective. So how do you accomplish that? How do you look at this, you know, kind of like, you know, without any speculation? And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to treat it by the same way that a lot of lawyers look at cases. And first thing most lawyers do is they establish a fact pattern. What are the things that we know happened for a fact? And, you know, like I said, it's one of the things that lawyers do. And in some cases, in some legal situations, the lawyers from both sides will actually collaborate with each other to establish these fact patterns. Because, you know, what happened, you know, it's not something that's up for debate. You know, the law is not he said, she said. It's about what actually happened and what the legal implications are. So I'm going to do my best to kind of just stick to the fact pattern, just kind of be really objective about this. So if we look at the fact pattern, there's always been one part of this entire case, this entire fact pattern that has never made sense to me. It's something that came out pretty early, and it's a fact that's really not being disputed by either side. You know, both sides say, yes, that happened. And the part that I can't get over is that she gave the money back. Robbie gave back the money that G-Man lost on that hand. And again, according to the fact, she gave it back that very same night while they were in dispute, you know, away from the table, away from the cameras. But that is a fact in this whole case, that she gave the money back. I don't know about you, but that's never really sat right with me. If I sit down with you at the poker table and I win money from you fair and square, you're never getting that money back. I won it. You risked your money, I risked my money, and one of us came out on top. that money is gone. I simply can't imagine the circumstances under I would give any money back to anybody, much less when it's such a high amount. Because we're talking, the payment was in the six figures. I want to say that it was like $130,000, $135,000, something in that range. So I simply cannot imagine the circumstances under which I, having won the money from you fairly, say, okay, here's the money. It just doesn't make sense to me. Robbie has said in some interviews that the money isn't killing her. You know, I'm sure she's doing fine, but that it is a significant amount to her. And I think that to most people, you know, six figures is a significant amount. You know, you'd have to be, you know, a multi-millionaire, hundreds of millions of dollars, to not have $135,000 affect you, or just, you know, kind of a throwaway amount, right? So that's really, you know, one of the things that I just can't get over in the fact pattern. So, I'm not trying to speculate, but what does that mean? Does that mean that there was a guilty conscience involved? That maybe there was some cheating, and giving the money back would kind of help the cheating ring or the cheating efforts continue, right? Because, you know, maybe you would chalk this up as a minor loss, but you could still cheat other players or in other situations. I don't know. You know, like I said, I don't want to speculate, but there would have to be something very different or very fundamentally, you know, different in my thinking for me to say, okay, here's your money back, fine. So that's part of the fact pattern that I just can't get over. If somebody has an answer to that or wants to share their thoughts, please write it in the comments. I'll do my best to read them, or you can reach me at Twitter. I'm at LV Poker Coach, all one word, on Twitter. Please send me a message there. But I simply can't get over the fact that she gave the money back. Now, let's take that one step further, because I think that this money, this return of the money, has an interesting implication. Here's another fact that I want you to think about. Garrett hasn't brought any further legal action to this matter. You know, early on in the discussion, you know, there was talk about how, you know, he had retained a law firm and he had his legal team looking into this, and I think maybe there might have even been a letter that was made public that was written by the law firm. I can't quite remember at this point. But it's been a year and a half, and there's basically been nothing further. So I'm going to speculate just a little bit, you know, kind of based on my own history and my own knowledge. But I'm going to say that the return of the money has a lot to do with that. I'm positive it has something to do with that, and I think it has a lot to do with it. Here's why. In the past, I've been in situations where I thought that I had a lawsuit against a company or other entities. So I looked into it. And one of the things that a lawyer will often ask you as the very first question is, who has been harmed and to what degree, to what financial loss did that person suffer? That's the first thing they will ask you. And they ask you that because, you know, it kind of helps them get a scope of the case. You know, in some cases, if a case has a loss of less than $10,000, you can't bring it to regular court. You have to go to small claims court for that. You know, small claims court will handle under $10,000 or sometimes under $5,000, you know, whatever it is in your jurisdiction. So that's the first thing they do. They want to know who has been harmed and how much have they been harmed by. That's basically, you know, the first question any good lawyer is going to ask you. So he got the money back. There's no financial loss, right? I mean, when Garrett goes to his lawyers and say, hey, I want to pursue this further, the lawyers might say, well, there's really no case here because there's no loss. We can't go to a judge and say, this is what we're looking for, because Garrett has already been made whole. Garrett didn't lose any money, right? So there is no lawsuit to be brought, per se. You know, there are lawsuits, you know, as far as you can enforce performance on a company, you know, as far as, you know, maybe against Hustler Casino Live, if they think that they need to increase their security measures or whatever, yes, okay, there are some cases that can be brought against them. But from a personal perspective, you know, Garrett really hasn't suffered a loss. So really, it's kind of a dual thing, right? Because from a legal perspective, he can't file anything because the loss is zero, right? And just from a game theory perspective, he can only lose from here, right? I mean, he's not going to get more money. So he's already been moneyed whole. He has the money. So the only way up, the only way forward is down, right? Like, there's no upward direction you can go. You can really only go down on lawyer fees. And who knows, maybe a countersuit would be successful. And now you owe money, right? So I think that the fact that the money was given back to Garrett has kind of added some complexity here, some subtle complexity, you know, both to the reasons for the cheating and why things haven't been done since in the 18 months, so on and so forth. So again, you know, that last portion is a little bit of speculation on my part, but I think there is legal basis there to say, well, you can't do anything because the financial loss is zero. And by the way, you know, I do realize that Garrett has said that he took the money, he donated it to a charity, so the money didn't actually stay with Garrett. I do realize that. But, you know, I just think that the issue of where the money actually ended up after the hand, the fact that Garrett's net loss or net result in this is zero, you know, he's back to even, is really just one of the more interesting complicating factors in this whole situation. So I hope that's given you something to think about. What do you think? You know, please tell me in the comments, follow me on Twitter, send me a message on Twitter, whatever you'd like. LV Poker Coach on Twitter. Would love to hear from you. But, you know, it's an interesting case. I hope that we, at some point, all of us get some resolution or answer to this. But until then, I'll talk to you next time. Hey, let's keep the conversation going. You can reach me on all socials at LV Poker Coach, all one word, on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.